children, but you know something? I can remember when I was a little boy and my mom made me learn verses. And you know, sometimes I didn't want to learn the verses, but she made me learn the verses. And you know, I'm glad today that I learned a lot of verses in Sunday school. But you know what happened at conference time? I knew I didn't have to say my verse. But I wonder if anybody has a verse. Did you memorize the verse before this week? I must hear you say that. Very good. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You know, that reminds me when I was a boy going to school, and the teacher says, "We believe in the flag of the United States of America." I remember I raised my hand and I said, "Teacher, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, the United States of America can go down, and there's coming a time when the United States of America won't even be thought of. Tell me when that is. You know, when?
When the Lord Jesus Christ comes.
In one way, that's very true. And you know, in eternity, people won't be thinking about the United States of America. They'll be in one of two places. They'll be with the Lord Jesus, or they'll be with Satan in hell. And that's why we have Sunday school. What's the most important school we can go to? What?
Sunday school.
Sunday school. Because there we learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's sing some songs. I think that maybe the ones in the back of the book here, maybe somebody can start up and tell me which one they'd like to sing. Which one? Number 33, he pointed to. Let's just see what that one is. Ah, that's a good one. Let's sing it together. Nothing either great or small, nothing sinner know, Jesus.
Thank you.
The Lord Jesus came down from heaven. Our brother Doug yesterday was telling us how that he came down to where we were. And as I was a little boy one time, I said, why did God have to become a man? And my mom, she said, well, he had to become a man so that he could get close to us. You know, outside the window this morning, there was a tree, and there were all kinds of sparrows in that tree, and they were talking to each other. You know how sparrows talk to each other? Just like this. You know, how did the Lord Jesus do? How could he come, a holy God who made the universe? How could he come and talk to us? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Huh? No, he didn't whistle. Because you know something? Can you tell what those birds say? No. But you know, the Lord can tell what those birds are saying. And you know, the Lord Jesus, he had to become one just like us so that he could come very close. Yes, he came very close to us. He was born in a manger. Isn't that something? He came very close to us. And it says he came to his own, and his own received him not. They said, no, we don't want him. We don't want him. Isn't that sad? Let's look to the Lord and ask his help this morning. Our blessed God and our Father. Well, you know, maybe we'll sing another hymn. Anybody got another one? Which one?
Number 44.
Okay. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the fall of the day.
News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me. Tell it again, tell it again. Salvation story, repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever has told me before. If he so loved me, a poor little boy, send unto me the good tidings of joy. Need I not perish, my hand will he hold. Nobody ever the story has told. Tell it again, salvation story repeat o'er and o'er. Till none can say of the children of men, nobody ever.
Did God love this world?
Yes, he did.
How do you know?
Because he died on the cross for
boy, he knows something. You know, God loved us. That's a statement. But the proof of it is that he sent the Lord Jesus, isn't it? You know, animals, they love their babies too. And we were at my boy's house and he had 80 goats. And it was just about time for the new babies to be born. And so we were out there helping them. And so when the new baby was born, we kind of helped to peel off the skin, the outer skin that was on the goats. And the goat would, mama goat would come real close and she'd say, and the baby would, you know, that mama goat loved that little baby goat. And you know, sometimes the goats would be born away from the barn and we had to bring the goats in because it got terrible cold at night and they would have died. And so what we did, we just took those baby goats and we held them in front of the mama and we walked to the barn with the goats and they were just followed right along. You couldn't, the goats would want to be right by their babies. You know, God loves us. God has loved us. And the reason it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, because he wants to point us back to the cross where he gave his son as an offering for our sins. And so one time, as the goats got a little bit bigger, sometimes the baby goats, they would go in different places. And they had electric fences, and sometimes the baby goats would jump right through the electric fence. And the mama goats weren't paying good attention. And the mama goats, they'd all go back to the barn in the evening. And sometimes the baby goat would be out there all by itself. And it would didn't know what to do, so it'd cry out, "Ma! Ma!" And you know, the mama goat would call to the baby goat and they would hear each other and that baby goat would just run as fast as it could right through the fences and everything to get close to the mama goat. You know, boys and girls, this world is a dangerous place. This world is a place where Satan is the God and the prince of it. And I was going to the post office the other day, and as I walked out of the post office, I saw something on the bulletin board there. And there on the bulletin board, it said, "Wanted." Wanted. People that had gone into sin, and they were criminals, and they were dangerous. It said on the bottom, it said, "Armed and dangerous." And you know, as I was looking at that, there was a young man, he came up there and he was looking at it too. And you know, I tried to tell him about the gospel, that even these men, they could be saved by coming to the Lord Jesus. And he says, "Well, what about so-and-so? He murdered 11 people. Can he be saved?" Huh? Can he?
Yes.
He can? How come?
Because he died on the cross for our sins.
That's right. You know, the scripture tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, in the Old Testament times when the Lord Jesus gave pictures about himself in the sacrifices, when a man committed murder, it says, "Thou shalt take him from my altar that he might die." Yes, there was not a provision made for murderers. But you know, God looked forward to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a sacrifice that was sufficient to cleanse from every sin. That's precious to me. You know, boys and girls, even we who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we discover in our hearts sins, not only sins, but what we are and what we have done. We find out as we get more into the light, we find out how black those sins are. And do you know those sins would take away our confidence of coming to the Lord Jesus? But oh, you know, when the Spirit of God works on a person, tries to show him that he is a sinner and that he's away from God, and the sinner cries to the Lord Jesus, oh, there's an answering cry. Do you know that mother goat? It cared about that baby goat. Do you know God cares about boys and girls, and he wants to call them to himself? He calls boys and girls to himself. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, there was one time a Danish boy. He was raised in a Sunday school. And you know, his sins troubled him a little bit. And he thought, well, I wonder if I'm welcome to come to the Lord Jesus. And there was a Sunday school teacher that went to him. He says, are you saved? Are you saved? And he just kind of, he just was bothered about it. And he heard that the Lord Jesus had come to save sinners. And he says, well, I don't know if I feel my sins enough. And I'm in trouble. And he learned the gospel. He heard the verses. He heard that the Lord Jesus wanted sinners for himself. And so he thought, well, I know the way. What is the way? How is it? What is the way to the Father's house? Can you tell me? What's the way?
Lord will save your
sins. He'll save us from our sins. That's right. But you know, John 14:6, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, this boy, he was troubled, and yet at the same time, he could tell other people how to be saved. And he got on a streetcar one day, and there was a drunk man. He was on the streetcar, and he was weeping. And the little boy, he looked at the man and he says, what's the matter? He says, I'm a sinner. I'm on my way to hell. And he says, and I don't know how to be saved. And so the little boy, he told the man how to get saved. You know what he says? He says, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. He says, that's you, and you know you're a sinner, and you're welcome to come to the Lord Jesus. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, the man, he took it in. He says, God loved me. He gave his Son to die for me, and I can be saved by believing on him. You know that boy, he saw it too. He says, you know, God loved me. And so there they both got saved on the same spot. They both got off the streetcar at that corner. And you know what they did? They hugged each other, because they were now both believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were both welcomed to the Lord Jesus. Isn't that precious? You know what happened? They looked across the street there, and there was the pastor's son. He was looking on, and he says, he scratched his head. He says, look at that boy. He's hugging that drunk man. But you know, he wasn't a drunk man anymore. He had all his sins washed away by the Lord Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, you know, whether we have one sin or if we have many sins, they have to be washed away. There's only one door. Maybe that is here. Can we sing that one? I don't see it here. Which one? 43. Let's sing that together. One door and only one, and yet inside the there's something that I have to tell you. There's a verse in Hosea that says, how long shall it be until thou attain unto innocency? Now that's kind of a difficult verse. And when I read that verse, I kind of scratched my head. I want to ask some of the older ones, maybe you can answer the question for me. Can a person return back to innocency? Do you know what innocency is? Adam was in the Garden of Eden, and he hadn't committed any sins. And there he was. He was innocent. But you know, when he committed a sin, could he return to innocency again?
No.
No. That's right. So in a way, that's a question that locks us out from heaven. We are locked out of heaven very soon after we're born. You know, we might be good boys and girls, but once in a while, something will jab us. You know, I can remember when I was a boy, there was a boy that at school, he dropped a dime on the ground. And I saw it and I picked it up, put it in my pocket. And I took it home, and on the way home, I bought something with it, a candy. And you know what? The candy didn't taste very good. And that night when I went to bed, I couldn't sleep. Pretty soon I had to cry out, Mama, I've done something awful. I stole a dime from a boy at school. Do you think I could return to innocency? Could I get the dime back? Could I cough up the candy and get the dime back and give it to him? No, it was done. It was ruined. And another time, there was an electrician working at our house, and he had one of these soldering irons, and, you know, I took the end of it, and I unscrewed the end of it, and whoop, it fell all apart, and there I was, and I couldn't fix it. Boys and girls, that's the way sins are. They catch us, and we're in trouble. Real trouble. But you know, my mom saw that, and she was the only one. She could put it back together for me again. Do you know, there's one thing that God cannot do. God cannot let sins go by. God has to punish sin. Do you know, it's a solemn thing that God has to punish sin. But you know, he found somebody. He found his son. He says in Isaiah, who will go for us? Who will go for us? And the Lord Jesus came down from glory's heights. And he went to the cross. And man displayed his hatred to the Lord Jesus. They spit on him. And they mocked him. And they put him on a cross, and they pounded nails into that cross and set the cross up. This is what we think of your son. Does that show what's in man's heart? Does it show it in man's heart when children come from a gospel meeting and they say, oh, we'll just forget about that? Oh, boys and girls, you know what happened? The last thing that was done to the Lord Jesus, a Roman soldier took a spear and he stuck it into the side of the Lord Jesus. And we sometimes sing that beautiful hymn, the very spear that pierced thy side drew forth the blood to save. Oh, God loved us so much that he gave the precious blood of the Lord Jesus to wash our sins away. And so, that work is complete. We sang that hymn together, didn't we? It is finished. Every jot. Sinner, this is all you need. You don't have to do anything anymore. There's a verse in the Bible that tells us, thou shalt not go up by steps onto mine altar. Oh, what a word that is to the older ones, to me. God doesn't want me to say, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. That's what people do. They try to get better. They try to patch themselves up. You know, there was one time a tramp who was sitting on a doorstep, and an artist came by. He looked at him. He says, you know, I want to paint his picture. I want to paint his picture. And so he told the man, he says, you come to my studio tomorrow just like you are, and I'll give you a shilling, that's a piece of money, if you'll let me paint your picture. And he says, why, that's a good deal. So the next morning he arrived at the artist's studio and he had shaved himself and he cleaned himself up. And he says, I'm sorry, I can't use you. You looked perfect yesterday. You were a suitable object yesterday. But today, you just painted yourself up and fixed yourself up and I can't use you. Ah, you know, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus wants us to come just as we are. Just as we are. With our sins. And sometimes we need to come with him owning that we can't even make ourselves repent. We can't come, we can't fix ourselves up with repentance. We can't fix ourselves up with tears. Boys and girls, you know, if you could make an ocean full of tears and present them to the Lord, do you think that would wash your sins away? No. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Do you know there were two brothers? Do you know what their names were? What? Prodigal sons, it speaks about. Yeah, there was. And one of the boys, he went to his father. He says, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And you know, the father gave to those two boys, it says in the scriptures, he divided unto them his living. He gave his living to both of them. But what did the younger one do? He went away from home. He says, now I'm going to have a good time away from my father. Do you think the father was happy about that? You know, even a mama goat, she calls after her little baby. She says, stay close beside me. But this boy, he wanted to do his own thing, and he just ran off and did his own thing. Pretty soon, he spent all his money. Didn't have any more money left. He says, man, what am I going to do? You know, any port in a storm, they say. And so this boy, he went down to a farmer who was feeding pigs. You know, that farmer, he didn't care about the boy. He says, slop the hogs. And that boy, he had to feed the pigs. You know how pigs are. They just don't care about who feeds them, do they? What do the pigs do? So he thought, oh, this is terrible. And you know pigs, they stink, don't they? And pretty soon he had rags. And you know, boys and girls, he says, you know, there's goodness in my father's house. And so he started back to his father's house. You know, there was one question. There was one question that troubled him. What was the question that troubled that boy? What was the question that troubled him? Can you tell me, Tim?
The question that troubled
that boy, that prodigal boy. What was the thing that, you know, it says that he ran away from home, didn't he? Do you think he ran back home?
Eventually, yeah. He wanted to be like a servant.
He wanted to know if his father would have him. Boys and girls, you know, when your sins trouble you, there's one question that has to be answered. Will my father have me? You know, when your sins are black, when I've done naughty things at home, you know, I knew that even when my mom was beating me with a rug beater, I knew that she loved me. But you know, this prodigal son, that question was in his mind, will my father receive me? You know, there was one time a tramp that wrote home to his mother. He says, Mom, I'm going to come by the town where we live. And he didn't have any money. He was riding in a freight car. And he says, Mom, if you'll have me to come back to your house, would you do something? Would you hang up a sheet on the fence? And I'll know that you'll have me when I come by. He wanted to know if his mom would receive him. And the prodigal son, he wanted to know if his father would have him. This mom, you know what she did? She hung sheets over the fence. She hung pillowcases over the fence. She hung white blankets over the fence. You know, boys and girls, God has made a provision in the death of his son to welcome any and all who will come. You know, a verse that is very precious to my soul is in Revelation, where it says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And whosoever, and he, let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Freely. Oh, boys and girls, the ground of God's blessing to you and to me lies entirely with himself. We cannot fix ourselves up. We cannot go by steps to God's altar. And we cannot work on an altar and hew stones and carve them and make them just right for God. It says, an altar of earth shalt thou make me. You know, we're poor, failing, weak creatures. The Lord Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Forbid them not. You know, sometimes we make it so that little children feel that they cannot come to the Lord Jesus. Now, I had a friend in Sunday school. I asked him, Roland, why aren't you saved? He says, I just don't understand. I just don't understand. Oh, you're welcome to come to the Lord Jesus just as you are and let Him wash your sins away. You can't do it. You can't wash one sin away, but the Lord Jesus can wash your sins away. But you can come just as you are. You know, you can be saved in different ways. Oh, you say, huh, that's impossible. There's only one way. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But you know, you can be saved by looking. The Lord Jesus said, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and beside me there is no Savior. So even you can look. And I know there was a black brother in the meeting where I was raised, and you know what he said? I can close my eyes and I can see heaven opened. What did he mean? And there was another dear man who was sitting in the bus and he was reading his Bible, and my mom said to him, oh, sir, I can see that you can see far away. You know, we don't look to the Lord with these eyes, but we can even close our eyes and look to the Lord Jesus and find in Him all our blessing. We can be saved by coming to the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, the Lord Jesus told us to come to Himself. And a little girl, she was one time listening to a man, and he was telling how hard it was for him to come to the Lord Jesus. And she says, well, I didn't come that way. The Lord Jesus said, come to me. And she just came to Him. Can you come with these legs? Where's the Lord Jesus now?
Up in heaven.
He's up in heaven. Can you go up there?
Yes, once He comes to get you.
That's right. When He comes to get us, we'll be with Him. But you know, in our hearts, we can come to the Lord Jesus. You know, there was a lady that came to the Lord Jesus, and she was weeping about her sins. And she came right into a house where there were all kinds of Pharisees, and they were all looking as they were looking at her and saying, ooh, no, not her. Ooh, she's bad. But you know, she came to the Lord Jesus. Did the Lord Jesus push her off? No. No. He said to her, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith. He said to her, your faith saved you. Boys and girls, we can come by looking. We can come by coming. We can be saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, there was a missionary in New Guinea, and he was translating the Bible, and he didn't know how to find a word for believe. And he was thinking about it, and one day he went hunting with this young man, and they had shot a deer, and they were coming back to camp, But on the way, there was a nice little place that was just even grass. And it was hot. And so the native says, "My, let's stretch ourselves out on this grass." And you know, that gave an idea to this brother. He said, "That's the word I'm hunting for." He says, the native says, "My, it's good to stretch yourself out here." And you know how he translated John 3:16? He translated it this way. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever stretches himself out on the Lord Jesus Christ should not perish, but have everlasting life." Boys and girls, we can be saved by stretching ourselves out on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, remember this. There was a woman who says, "My sins, my sins." And the preacher said to her, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Shall we thank him?